A Reward in Heaven, April 30th. Blessed are ye, when men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Great is the reward in heaven of those who are witnesses for Christ through persecution and reproach. While the people are looking for earthly good, Jesus points them to a heavenly reward. But he does not place it all in the future life, it begins here. The Lord appeared of old time to Abraham, and said, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward. This is the reward of all who follow Christ. Jehovah Emmanuel, he in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily to be brought into sympathy with him, to know him, to possess him, as the heart opens more and more to receive his attributes, to know his love and power, to possess the unsearchable riches of Christ, to comprehend more and more what is the breadth, and length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. It was this joy that filled the hearts of Paul and Silas when they prayed and sang praises to God at midnight in the Philippian dungeon. Christ was beside them there, and the light of his presence irradiated the gloom with the glory of the courts above. From Rome, Paul wrote, unmindful of his fetters as he saw the spread of the gospel, I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. And the very words of Christ upon the mount were re-echoed in Paul's message to the Philippian church, in the midst of their persecutions, rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say, rejoice.